Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, our good buddy Tim Berry's back on the show. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of every book that matters on business planning. If it's not Tim's book, you just lay it down and go get the one that he wrote, because he is the guy. He's the guru. He's the galactic guru on business planning. The Plan As You Go business plan is his 21st century edition, I should say. And it's the reality business planning book. It's how things really are. And so I encourage you to check that out. He's the guy who created Business Plan Pro and that whole line of outstanding software. And I'm glad to say that he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's such a pleasure to be back with you again.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Tim, we got a couple of things we're going to do later on the show, a couple of milestones we're going to talk about, folks. But right now, I want you to get started talking to us about what you call the myths of social media. We're going to debunk these myths, or are we just going to talk about it? What do you think?
We're going to debunk those myths, Jim.
What are the myths?
It's much more fun to talk about myths. I can give you a quick list of four.
Okay.
And then we can go talk about. Number one, businesses can ignore it. Number two, it's just gossip and celebrities. Number three, it's free. And number four, you just do it in your spare time. So there's four.
Those are good ones. All right, so the first myth is that it's okay to ignore it, right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, people think, well, this doesn't matter. The kids are doing it. The old people are doing it. It's something for the techies.
That's actually true if you're not in business. If you're an individual,
yes.
If you're a private person, you decide you don't want to be on Facebook and find out what people are having for lunch or get to take look at all their selfies or whatever. If you're an individual, you can ignore it and you'll be just fine.
But not absolutely, if,
but
of
not
course,
if
you're
business.
Right. If you, as a person, why not? For example, I think it's sort of like the spread of the telephone in about a century ago,
right.
About 100 years ago.
Right.
And I think it's perfectly fine to not participate in social media if you don't want to. You don't see it, you don't like it. But like the telephone, people could choose, I'm not going to participate. What a crazy idea that I'm going to talk to you from a distance without looking you in the eye and to some people, that just didn't make sense, and why bother to do it?
Mm-hmm.
But you just said, but you're a business. And what business really can safely ignore phenomena that have to do with people communicating with other people more and more and more?
Right. Right. Now, there's no question about it. And increasingly, and the thing that I keep coming back to, Tim, and as you know, this is one of the foundations of my book, The Age of the Customer, is you've got whatever your social media strategy is has got to be developed to meet your customer expectations. This is not about you. Your social media strategy is not about you. It's about your customer expectations. What do you think, Tim?
I think absolutely, and it's something that's happening whether you're there or not. And in that book, am I allowed to say that I got an advance copy of that book? And thank you, and I loved it. It came in the mail a couple days ago.
Thanks. Yeah, you're allowed to say that.
In that book, that whole thing about relevance is so important. And can business ignore something that is relevant to some or all of its customers? Even a few right now. See, we're in the midst of change. And it may be that there's some percent of your customers and your business who are engaged in social media right now, and maybe it's 20%, maybe it's 50, maybe it's 80%, but that percentage is going up, mm-hmm. and it becomes more relevant every day. So,
well, here's one of the ways to measure that, Tim. If your classic marketing, advertising, go-to-market strategy, if it's not delivering what it once did, let's say it's off by 15%, well, guess what? There's a pretty good chance that 15% that you lost, the customers are still there. They're just not listening to you the way they used to listen to you.
Yes, absolutely. As if it were 100 years ago and you've decided the telephone doesn't matter, right. But your customers do care.
That's exactly right, folks. And here's the thing. They're not going to call you. They're not going to contact you and say, hey, how come you're not on social media? They're just going to go somewhere else and you won't even know about it. Quick break, 20 Tail, right back with Tim Barry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.